Title: Healthcare Reforms Under the IRA, Expanding Access to Care. Content: The Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, was signed into law by President Biden on August 16, 2022. The expansive legislation includes key healthcare provisions, including drug pricing reforms, inflationary rebates, Medicare Part D benefit redesign, as well as myriad other updates. Overall, the healthcare provisions of the IRA reflect the administration's goal of expanding the accessibility of healthcare to individuals by reducing costs to beneficiaries and capping charges by drug manufacturers. Nonetheless, additional clarification in the form of regulations is anticipated, as the text of the IRA defers multiple matters to the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, for implementation. Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Program. The IRA charges HHS with establishing a drug price negotiation program, the program whereby certain high-priced drugs will be selected for negotiation by HHS with drug manufacturers to obtain a maximum fair price, called an MFP. The drugs subject to the program are single-source drugs, covered by Medicare Part B or Part D, for which there is no biosimilar or generic equivalent. Timing. To start the program, HHS will rank negotiation-eligible drugs by the total expenditures in the most recent 12-month period. The first list of up to 10 Part D negotiation-eligible drugs will be published in 2026, the earliest price applicability date at which the program takes effect. The drug publication date for 2026 will be chosen by September 1, 2023. After 2026, the timing for publication is standardized. The February 1st ST 2 years prior to the price applicability date will be the drug publication date. 15 more Part D drugs are set to be published in 2027, followed by 15 Part D and Part B drugs, collectively, in 2028. Annually thereafter, HHS will publish up to 20 additional negotiation-eligible Part D and Part B drugs. Negotiation-eligible drugs. Drugs eligible for negotiation must be FDA approved for at least 7 years and marketed in conformance with the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. With respect to biological products, however, such drugs must be licensed in accordance with the Public Health Service Act, PHSA, for at least 11 years and marketed in conformance with the PHSA. Drugs excluded from the program are drugs: 1. Used to treat rare diseases/conditions, 2. That comprise low-spend Medicare drugs, 3, through 2028, whose costs account for less than 1% of the total Medicare expenditure under Part B or Part D, as applicable, and which drugs account for a minimum of 80% of the drug manufacturer's revenues, and, 4, derive from plasma. Negotiation process. Following the drug publication date, HHS will request information from drug manufacturers to make an initial MFP offer, with a justification explaining the basis for such proposal. Drug manufacturers will have an opportunity to accept the proposal or submit a counteroffer. The factors considered in negotiating the MFP of a selected drug include manufacturer-specific data, e.g., research and development costs, production and distribution costs, market data and revenue and sales volume data, etc., and evidence regarding alternative treatments. Eventually, the parties will enter into a negotiated agreement setting forth the MFP on the selected drug. The MFP may not exceed a certain percentage of the non-federal average manufacturer price for drugs, which percentage decreases with the greater the number of years that the selected drug has had FDA approval or licensure under the PHSA, as applicable. Drug manufacturers are granted an opportunity to delay negotiation for up to 2 years where it is highly likely that a biosimilar or generic product will be marketed by the price applicability date. However, if the biosimilar/generic drug is not marketed within 2 years, even if the drug is appropriately licensed, the drug manufacturer whose drug was selected will be required to pay a rebate to HHS. The rebate is determined as follows: Part D drugs, the sum of 75% of the difference between the average manufacturer price that applied to drugs sold in each quarter of the price applicability period that would have applied if there never was a negotiation delay, and the MFP that would have applied to such drugs. Part B drugs, The sum of 80% of the difference between the payment amount for drugs each quarter of the price applicability period that wow.